Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Joshua Greene's Moral Tribes, a book that basically asks why humans are so good at cooperating inside our own groups, but so terrible at getting along with people outside them. Sophie, you've been thinking about this one a lot, haven't you?
Hi there, Sam. Yeah, this book has been on my mind since I finished it. Greene is a Harvard psychologist and neuroscientist, and he's trying to solve what he calls the fundamental problem of modern life. Our moral brains evolved for small hunter-gatherer bands, but now we're living in global cities with millions of strangers. That mismatch causes a lot of the conflict we see today.
Right? And he opens with this idea, the tragedy of the commons moral sense. The classic tragedy is about people overusing a shared resource because everyone's acting in their own self-interest. Greene extends that to morality. Each tribe has its own moral system that works fine internally, but when tribes clash, those same instincts can lead to misunderstanding and even violence.
Exactly. And he uses a really powerful metaphor. Our moral instincts are like a Swiss Army knife, great for certain tasks, but not for everything. The problem is, we often treat our own moral intuitions as universally correct, and anyone who disagrees must be either ignorant or evil.
That's such a good way to put it. And then he gets into the neuroscience, the dual process theory. Basically, we have two systems for making moral decisions. System one is fast, emotional, automatic. System two is slow, deliberate, rational. And he shows this with the trolley problem.
Oh, the trolley problem is perfect here. In the first version, you pull a lever to divert a trolley from killing 5 people to killing 1. Most people say yes. In the second version, you have to physically push a stranger off a footbridge to save the 5. Most people say no. But from a purely rational standpoint, it's the same trade-off, 1 life for 5.
And Greene did brain imaging studies that showed the footbridge scenario lights up emotional areas like the amygdala, while the lever scenario engages more rational areas. So our gut feelings are not always reliable guides. Sometimes we need reason to step in and correct course.
But he's not saying reason should always override emotion. Emotions are what make us care about others in the first place. The trick is finding the right balance, especially when dealing with moral disagreements between groups. That's where the problem of moral tribes really hits home.
Yeah, I love his breakdown of how different tribes prioritize different values. Some groups focus on harm and fairness, others on loyalty and purity. Think about political debates. One side talks about protecting individual rights, the other talks about protecting the community. They're literally speaking different moral languages.
Right, and that explains why arguments get so heated. You can't just shout louder in your own moral language and expect the other side to understand. Greene says we need a common currency for moral reasoning, something that transcends our tribal loyalties.
And his candidate for that common currency is utilitarianism, or what he calls deep pragmatism. The idea is simple. Make decisions that produce the greatest good for the greatest number, taking everyone's interests equally into account. But I know you had some pushback on that.
I did at first. It sounds cold and calculating, right? But Greene is careful to say this is a guiding compass, not a rigid rule. It's for those moments when our tribal instincts lead us astray, like when we're tempted to dismiss the suffering of people outside our group.
I think the part that really got me was his discussion of the tragedy of common sense morality. Our intuitive moral systems can lead to disaster between tribes. The instinct to punish norm violators can escalate conflicts. The instinct to protect our group can lead to xenophobia. These instincts evolve for a world that no longer exists.
And that's why he emphasizes moral humility, recognizing that our own intuitions might be wrong. Plus moral imagination, really trying to see the world from someone else's perspective. And moral reasoning skills, learning to spot when our emotions are leading us off track.
It's a lot to ask of people. I mean, our brains are wired to care more about our own kids than kids on the other side of the world. How do we overcome that?
Greene is cautiously optimistic. He thinks institutions, Democratic governance, legal systems, markets, science are a kind of moral technology that helps strangers cooperate. And he calls for developing cosmopolitan values, expanding our circle of concern to include all of humanity without abandoning our local loyalties.
The whole book feels like a call to become moral philosophers in our own lives, to think critically about our judgments and engage with people who disagree with us. It's not easy, but he argues we have no choice. The problems we face, climate change, nuclear proliferation, inequality, require cooperation across tribes.
The one takeaway I keep coming back to is this: we need both emotion and reason. Our instincts give us the motivation to care, and our reasoning helps us extend that care to strangers. The goal isn't to eliminate tribalism, it's to expand the tribe.
That's beautifully said. And if you want to dig deeper into Green's arguments or explore any of the thousands of other books we've covered, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. You can read or listen to over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles in any language. And it starts at just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So the big idea from Moral Tribes is that moral progress is possible, but only if we're willing to do the hard work of thinking clearly and caring deeply about the world we share. We'll see you in the next one.